The Lost Sea. For generations, hillbillies stumbled into the hollow of the rock, testing themselves against the hard darkness, treacherous as the mouth of a dead man. Below ground, alcohol echoes in every chamber of the heart. So the bootleggers moved in, and plenty a man lost in the pleasures of his work blew himself from this kingdom and the next. They called it the curse of Chief Craighead. How the Confederates mining for saltpeter and the mushroom farmers disappeared. Lovers searching for the forgiveness of shadows found years later in dry heaps like jaguar bones. In 1905, a 13-year-old named Ben Sands slipped 70 yards into a sinkhole and claimed he hit standing water. It took 15 years before they found the lake, 15 acres across and over 80 feet deep, stalactites still dripping, anthracite in full bloom across the cavern walls. Locals called the big one Betsy, the milking cow, and this became the talk of Sweetwater, all the talk of East Tennessee, how a boy unearthed a lake and grew old a liar, how the truth of the rock, the fluidity of darkness, became the truth of the soul.